Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh meets Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss various issues of bilateral defense cooperation. India evacuates 75 of its nationals from Syria amid escalating conflict following fall of Bashar al-Assad's regime. Mohammed al-Bashir appointed as caretaker Prime Minister of Syria. China decides to impose visa restrictions on US personnel over interference in Hong Kong affairs. National Panchayat Awards 2024 to be presented at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. And Indian women's team to face Australia in pre-quarterfinal in World Squash Team Championships in Hong Kong. And now the news in detail. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called on the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Singh mentioned the friendship between India and Russia, saying New Delhi has always stood by its Russian friends and will continue to do so in future. The Defence Ministry said in a statement, the two leaders discussed various issues of bilateral defence cooperation. They expressed that partnership between the two nations hold immense potential and combined efforts will pave way for remarkable outcomes. Earlier, the Defence Minister co-chaired the 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation with his Russian counterpart Andrei Bulusov in Moscow. Making an initial remark, the Defence Minister emphasised that India-Russia relationship is very strong and has lived up to the responsibilities of a special and privileged strategic partnership.
वर्तमान में चल रही geopolitical challenges के बावजूद और भारत पर publicly और privately डाले गए enormous pressure के बाद भी भारत ने यह conscious decision लिया है कि हम न सिर्फ रशिया के साथ close engagement जारी रखेंगे बल्कि अपने Russian colleagues के साथ काम करते हुए इसे और अधिक deepen और expand करेंगे.
The government has evacuated 75 Indian nationals from Syria following the recent developments in the West Asian country. The evacuees include 44 Zareen from Jammu and Kashmir who were stranded at Saida Zainab. All Indian nationals have safely crossed over to Lebanon and will return by the available commercial flights to India. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement, the evacuation was coordinated by the embassies of India in Damascus and Beirut. The evacuation was put into effect following New Delhi's assessment of the security situation and the requests from Indian nationals in Syria. The ministry stressed that the government accords highest priority to the safety and security of Indian nationals abroad. Indian nationals remaining in Syria have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Damascus on its emergency helpline number +963 9933 85973 and on the email ID hawk.damascus@mea.gov.in for updates. In Syria, Mohammed al-Bashir has been appointed as the caretaker prime minister of the transitional government. In a televised statement, Mr. Bashir said he will lead the interim authority till the 1st of March next year with the backing of the former rebels who toppled President Bashar al-Assad's regime a few days ago. Al-Bashir ran the rebel-led Salvation Government before the 12-day lightning offensive swept into Damascus. Mohammed al-Bashir, a figure little known across most of Syria, previously ran an administration in a small pocket of the northwest controlled by rebels. China has decided to impose visa restrictions on US personnel over interference in Hong Kong affairs. The decision comes in response to the recent US announcement to impose visa restrictions on officials of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning made the announcement yesterday at a regular press briefing in Beijing. She said, the U.S. has interfered in China's internal affairs and violated the principles of international law and basic norms governing the international relations. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has named Republican Party activist Harmeet Dhillon to be the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. Making the announcement, Mr. Trump said, in her new role at the Department of Justice, Harmeet will be a tireless defender of American constitutional rights and will enforce civil rights and election laws fairly and firmly. He also added that throughout her career, Harmeet has stood up consistently to protect the country's cherished civil liberties. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Panchayat Awards 2024 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. This year, a total of 45 awardees have been selected under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. During the ceremony, the Panchayati Raj Minister will unveil a booklet on the innovative and impactful practices of award-winning panchayats. The ministry said in a statement that through these awards, it aims to inspire other panchayats to adopt best practices and contribute to the holistic development of rural India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the compendium of the complete work of great Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharati at his residence in New Delhi today. Subramanya Bharati's writings instilled patriotism in people, brought the essence of Indian culture and spiritual heritage of the country to masses in a language that the masses can relate to. It contains the details of the editions, explanations, documents, background information and philosophical presentation, among others, of the writings of Subramanya Bharati. The BJP said that the notice of no confidence against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar is an attempt by Congress Party to cover up the distrust within the INDIA alliance towards Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and the party. Addressing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi accused the Congress of trying to undermine the country's entire system, including Election Commission, EVMs and LIC. He alleged that Congress is now trying to attack the constitutional positions.
राज्य सभा में महामहिम उपराष्ट्रपति के विरुद्ध जो अविश्वास प्रस्ताव विपक्ष द्वारा लाया गया है, यह मूल में इस समय इंडी गठबंधन के अंदर हो रही प्रतिस्पर्धा, जिसमें एक मुद्दा दूसरे से चुराने की जो गलाकाट प्रतिस्पर्धा है, यह उसमें से उपजा हुआ कि कांग्रेस पार्टी और राहुल गांधी के प्रति इंडी गठबंधन के अंदर अविश्वास पूरी तरीके से प्रकट हो जाने के बाद उसे कवर अप करने के लिए कांग्रेस का यह एक प्रयास है, जिसमें जाने या अनजाने में इंडी गठबंधन के दल शामिल हो गए.
The opposition yesterday submitted a no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar, accusing him of being partisan in functioning in the House. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with young innovators at the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon 2024 via video conferencing today. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will virtually inaugurate the grand finale of the 7th edition of the hackathon. Over 1,300 student teams will participate at the grand finale. More from our correspondent.
The Smart India Hackathon is a nationwide initiative to provide students with a platform to solve some of the pressing problems faced in daily lives, thus inculcating a culture of product innovation and a problem-solving mindset. The Ministry of Education and All India Council of Technical Education are organizing the event simultaneously at 51 centers across the country to foster innovation, entrepreneurship and creativity to shape the future of education and industry. This year, more than 250 problem statements have been submitted by 54 ministries, departments, state governments and industries. More than 86,000 teams have participated in the SIH 2024 at the institute level, and around 49,000 student teams, each consisting of 6 teams and 2 mentors, have been recommended by these institutes for the national level competition. A 150% increase has been recorded in internal hackathons at the institute level, making this the largest edition so far. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The National Institute of Technology, NIT Srinagar, is hosting a two-day Smart India Hackathon 2024 grand finale beginning this morning. The categories and themes for Smart India Hackathon 2024 align with the Prime Minister's vision of promoting hackathons, innovation challenges and startups as part of building a new India. More from a correspondent.
Nodal Officer for Smart India Hackathon at NIT Srinagar, Dr. H.S. Pali, told Akashvani News that 25 teams from across the country are participating in the Srinagar Hackathon. He said that this is for the first time NIT Srinagar has been selected among 30 engineering institutes for this year's 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon. He informed that the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and Gas Authority of India are part of Srinagar Hackathon to seek solutions for their 5 problems that could be related to software, hardware, hacking, cyber security or related issues. Tariq Rathar, AIR News, Srinagar.
The 3-day Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit organized in Jaipur to attract investments in Rajasthan will conclude today. Before the valedictory session, MSME Conclave will also be organized today. More than 5,000 investors, representatives of trade organizations, subject experts from about 35 countries participated in this 3-day Grand Investment Summit. Before the summit, MOUs have been signed for investment proposals worth 35 lakh crore rupees in the state. In sports, as the year draws to a close, Indian athletes are competing in key events across squash, chess and cricket. Our correspondent gives us the details.
In the World Squash Team Championships 2024, the Indian women's team will face Australia in the pre-quarterfinal fixture in Hong Kong, China today. The match is set to begin at 9:30 a.m. IST. Meanwhile, the Indian men's team will take on Malaysia in the pre-quarterfinal fixture at 12 p.m. IST. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, Indian Grandmaster Doma Raju Gukesh will challenge defending champion Ding Lijian of China in the 13th game in Singapore today after a day's rest. The match will begin at 2:30 p.m. IST with Gukesh playing with the white pieces. With only 2 games remaining, the contest is finally balanced at 6 points each. The winner needs 7.5 points to clinch the championship. Meanwhile, in women's cricket, India will face hosts Australia in the third and final game of the 3-match ODI series at the Wagha ground in Perth today. The match starts at 9:50 a.m. IST. Australia have already sealed the series with an unassailable 2-0 lead. The women in blue will look to salvage pride with a win, while Australia will aim for a commanding clean sweep. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In badminton, the women's doubles group A match between India duo of Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand and the top-seeded Chinese pair of Liu Shengshu and Tang Ning is underway at Hangzhou in China. The IMD has forecast cold wave conditions over northwest and adjoining central India during the next 3 to 4 days. Cold wave conditions are very likely in isolated pockets over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, West Uttar Pradesh today, and over Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, and Madhya Pradesh during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall over isolated places at Tamil Nadu, Karaikal, Puducherry, and Rayalaseema is also expected today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Neena Arakal.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have taken note of the India-Russia meet in Moscow. A front-page headline in Hindustan Times states, Defence ties in focus at Rajnath Putin meeting. IISc in world's top 50 universities for environment education. IIT Delhi tops India in QS sustainability rankings, writes The Asian Age. Quoting the S&P Global Rating Agency, the Financial Express cites India set for resilient growth with 6.8% forecast retained in 2025. Female labor force participation rate rose during last 5 years. And finally, setting a global benchmark in Mahakumbh 2025, Akhadas embraced digital tools for streamlined management and spiritual outreach, blending tradition with technology, writes the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Neena. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh meets Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss various issues of bilateral defence cooperation. India evacuates 75 of its nationals from Syria amid escalating conflict following fall of Bashar al-Assad's regime. Mohammed al-Bashir appointed as caretaker Prime Minister of Syria. China decides to impose visa restrictions on U.S. personnel over interference in Hong Kong affairs. National Panchayat Awards 2024 to be presented at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today, and Indian women's team to face Australia in pre-quarterfinal in World Squash Team Championships in Hong Kong. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.